Hello and welcome to UCA News weekly news summary about and of interest to the church in Asia. This week, people across the globe witnessed the horrors of a deadly crackdown on anti-coup protesters in military-ruled Myanmar. Asian nations have experienced the curtailing of civil liberties amid the long shadow of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm John Lawrence, and stay tuned for a comprehensive summary of the week's events. A deadly crackdown by security forces has left at least 56 anti-coup protesters dead and hundreds injured in Myanmar. On Wednesday, 38 people were killed in cities including Yangon, Mandalay, Mingyan and Monywa amid a nationwide strike seeking the end of military rule. It came only 3 days after 18 protesters were killed by police and soldiers in other protests. Some rights groups say the death toll is higher than 56. Images and videos of Wednesday's violent crackdown by police and soldiers were shared on social media in scenes that resembled a war zone, as security forces used live munitions, tear gas and stun grenades with little warning. United Nations Special Envoy Christine Schraner Bergener described Wednesday as the bloodiest day since the military coup on February the 1st that saw the elected government of the National League for Democracy ousted and leaders including Aung San Suu Kyi arrested. Pope Francis has pleaded for dialogue and harmony once again and urged the international community to ensure that the aspirations of the people of Myanmar are not suffocated by violence. The Vatican has appointed a team to investigate allegations against an Indian bishop 2 years after some priests and laypeople accused him of fathering two children and embezzling church funds. A church official said a team of church people had been appointed to probe the claims against Bishop K.A. William of Mysore Diocese in southern India's Karnataka state. The official refused to disclose details of the officials involved in the investigation. Bishop William took over the administration of the diocese in January 2017. A month later, 37 of his priests wrote to the Vatican seeking his removal and accusing him of fathering two children, keeping mistresses, and misappropriating church funds. Bishop William termed the allegations baseless and accused some priests of targeting him for his efforts to reform the church. In Pakistan, some 600 Christian families face imminent displacement and homelessness due to an anti-encroachment drive by the metropolitan authorities in Karachi, the country's largest city. The authorities have decided to remove encroachments and clean up the pollution and sludge from three city water drains in the aftermath of severe urban flooding caused by record rainfall in August last year. Thousands of Christians, Muslims and Hindus who have lived along the drains for 5 to 6 decades are facing homelessness without being compensated in the form of land or cash. Save Karachi Movement, a body of social activists, called for the government to immediately halt the demolition drive and conduct a survey as per the one person, one house policy of the World Bank. Sri Lankan Catholics and voluntary organisations have launched a protest against the government's decision to bury COVID-19 victims on Iran Aitivu Island. On Wednesday, hundreds of people, including members of the National Fisheries Cooperation Movement and residents, staged a protest on the shores of the island when they filled some burial pits. Catholic priests who took part in the demonstration said the transportation of bodies of pandemic victims would create health problems and locals would not be able to make a living from fishing. Sri Lanka's government previously forced Muslims and Christians to cremate their dead, which triggered controversy at home and abroad. Hardline Buddhist monks took to the streets and urged the government to deny permission for burial rites to Muslims. Some families of Muslim victims have refused to claim their bodies since they were not allowed to bury their loved ones. A senior priest in the Philippines has encouraged more COVID-19 survivors like himself to donate their plasma to help patients with more severe symptoms recover from the deadly disease. Father Cali Lamado, vice rector of Manila Cathedral, has donated his convalescent plasma twice after recovering from coronavirus. He said more plasma is needed to address a constant shortage. People with COVID-19 develop antibodies to fight off severe respiratory ailments caused by the virus. Plasma is collected from donors who have recovered from the virus to battle the illness in other patients. Father Lamado said more donors mean more people have a greater chance of surviving. COVID-19 has infected more than 580,000 people in the Philippines, and at least 12,360 have died.
With information overload, how do you filter a premier independent Catholic perspective? Welcome to La Croix International. Get global perspectives on religion, culture, politics, economy, science, technology, and much more. Just pay $1 for the first month and understand how Christians engage and make sense of the burning global issues. Find the details in the episode notes or go to international.la-croix.com. That's la-croix.com.
Police in Indonesia's East Kalimantan province have charged a Catholic priest with a public order offence for his alleged involvement in a protest by an indigenous group against a palm oil company. Divine Word Father Heri Sitohango of St. Paul Parish in Samarinda Archdiocese was detained and questioned by Kutai Timur District Police for 10 hours on Monday before being charged. He was later released on bail. He faces a maximum 7 years in jail if found guilty. The indigenous Dayak community in the district began blockading a plantation run by Subur Abadi Wana Agung Company on February the 1st. The locals claim the company grabbed about 4,000 hectares of their land and have demanded more than $1 million in compensation. Father Sitohango said the charge was aimed at silencing him as he backed the legitimate demands of people. As a religious leader, he said, he has a moral obligation to help and defend people or groups facing injustice. In Indonesia, business groups are often accused of plundering natural resources and exploiting ethnic communities. Often, authorities charge people with public order offences when they hold protests. In Hong Kong, hundreds of protesters ignored government warnings and gathered outside a court where a bail hearing for 47 people charged with conspiracy to commit subversion was held on Tuesday. The protesters chanted banned slogans such as "Liberate Hong Kong," "Revolution of Our Time," and "Fight for Freedom, Stand with Hong Kong." They demanded the release of pro-democracy politicians and activists detained under the draconian national security law. The 47 were charged last Sunday for their involvement in an unofficial primary election last July, ahead of legislative elections due in September. They were postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The controversial Beijing-imposed national security law was introduced last year and carries a maximum penalty of life in prison for subversion. Critics say the law betrays China's promise of a one-country, two-systems framework that was supposed to allow Hong Kong to maintain its own legal system and established civil liberties for 50 years following the handover from Britain to Chinese control in 1997. Cambodia intensified its authoritarian rule on Monday as a court in capital Phnom Penh sentenced exiled former opposition leader Sam Rainsy to 25 years in prison and deprived him of the right to vote or stand as a candidate in upcoming elections. Sam Rainsy was accused of plotting to overthrow the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen. The court also sentenced senior leaders of the dissolved Cambodia National Rescue Party to prison terms of up to 22 years. They were charged following Sam Rainsy's 2019 promise to return to Cambodia from self-imposed exile in France, lead a popular rebellion, and overthrow the government. Rights groups, including Human Rights Watch, said the charges were politically motivated allegations manufactured by a dictatorial single-party state, and what it called the outrageously harsh prison terms were intended to stop exiles from ever returning. The verdicts were announced as opposition politicians struggled to form new parties ahead of commune elections in 2022 and general elections the following year, aiming to challenge Hun Sen's one-party rule. A Catholic diocese in South Korea has launched a seven-year ecological movement inspired by Pope Francis's groundbreaking environmental encyclical Laudato Si. Uijeongbu Diocese, about 20 kilometres north of the capital Seoul, officially launched the 7 years journey action plan that includes a range of programmes and activities for environmental conservation for a sustainable planet. The diocese, which has about 300,000 Catholics, has adopted the special pastoral guideline with a long-term pastoral plan prepared by the Korean Catholic Bishops' Conference on the fifth anniversary of the publication of Laudato Si last year. The Environmental and Pastoral Commission of the diocese is leading the campaign, and it published a pastoral action plan guideline with an integrated ecological approach to society, economy, culture, and daily life. That's all for this week. This news gathering was possible because Catholic journalists across 23 countries in Asian regions report stories that need to be told but won't be reported elsewhere. To help bring you these voices, help us by contributing to keep UCA News available to the world. Go to ucanews.com/donate. Written by Rock Ronald Rosario and edited by Peter Hill, today's show was produced by Binu Alex. Until next week, goodbye.